Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Keith over here, broadcasting live. And I've got in the studio with me today, Mr. Eric Hansen from the Hansen Real Estate Team.
Yes, sir.
You have a full-on team now too, don't you?
We do have a full-on team.
That's awesome, dude. To talk about the Cokesbury Church Charity Golf Tournament, Hogfest.
Indeed.
And the world of real estate in which he lives.
Indeed, yes. A lot going on.
All right, man. So kick it. This is the second year that you have, you and I have talked about this subject. So.
Correct. Second year that I've been here promoting the golf tournament with you, Keith. It is the seventh annual, actually. And I've been involved for about 4 years, and it's a passion of ours. We've got a great committee that comes together to put this together. Each year, anybody that's put on events knows how hard it is to get people to come together.
Amen.
It all kind of shapes up at the end, typically. Kind of a little bit of panic mode as you get close, and then everybody comes out of the woodwork and really supports it. And we have some great causes this year, and my club Sertoma, Northeast Pensacola Sertoma, has stepped up to be the title sponsor this year, which is great. And this year we did something a little different. We decided to have the title sponsor choose the charity.
Oh, cool.
So that kind of gets them involved, gives them a little bit of an incentive. And so
extend your network real quick.
Absolutely. It does. It gives them a little bit more passion and involvement with the tournament.
Yeah.
And the goal of the tournament, as far as our church goes, is really to have an outreach, to spread what our church does and how we give to the community. Talk a little bit about what we do in our community, Uptown Pensacola.
Right.
Spread God's love and just let people know what we do. So it's pretty cool.
Let's talk about the charity they chose, or have they chosen yet?
Yeah, the Speech and Hearing Board is who Northeast Pensacola Sertoma chose. That's on an national level. Sertoma is connected with hearing loss as a whole. So around the country, there are Sertoma clubs benefiting and donating to all types of hearing loss organizations. So here in Pensacola, it's the Speech and Hearing Board. It's a small group of people that help to give money back to those that are in need of speech therapies. This could range from ages, 2 and 3 years old all the way up to 90. Mm-hmm. And that includes for the hearing loss as well. So obviously that's a range of of ages. And a lot of people don't have the money for hearing aids and speech therapies. And so this is a way for them to be able to go to this organization and request funds.
Especially the speech therapy stuff. It's hard enough for a lot of kids. Right, to have to go through that stuff, so let alone the stress it must put on the parents on top of raising children. Let's face it, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, and it speaks to me and my wife. Our son Peyton has had a little bit of a delay, and there was some concern there for him, and so he was in speech therapy for about a year, and it worked well, and he caught right up. It took about a year of going to that.
He'll be talking back to dad in no time.
And he is already. Yes, he is. He caught up, and that was a great thing that over at Home Elementary, and there's other elementary schools around that kids can go to, and some of this benefits them.
Right.
So
very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Okay, man. So what do we have to do to play?
CokesburyChurchGolf.com is the website to go to. And you can sign up right there. They can also send us an email, CokesburyChurchGolf@gmail.com, or just call me direct, 850-377-2201. I've got tons of brochures down at my office downtown that you're very familiar with.
Yes,
shooting video and different things with us. Yep, we filled up the office there. And they can go to CokesburyChurchGolf.com, top right corner, online registration. Go there and get all the information about each of the charities as well. Get signed up if they wanted to do a whole sign. It's $100 for businesses every single day as we're getting closer. Like I said, they come out of the woodwork when we get close.
Yep.
We've had people call us and say, hey, how can I get involved? How can I sponsor? We shoot them there, and then they give us their logo. We get them a whole sign. We promote them on Facebook. You've seen me post
all over
and share. Yep. And so, and then we put them on the website as a logo as well. So
very cool. Okay, so what if they want to, is that the only way to sponsor, or do you have some other stuff going out there too that they can jump in on?
We do. If your organization, company wants to sponsor and have some players get involved, We have the birdie level sponsor, which is four golfers and the tee sign. Mm-hmm. They get the logo on our website, and then the social media blitz is what we call it. So we're putting them out there and thanking them for being a part of it. And then they get four golfers. That could be them, a friend. That could be maybe their clients that they want to
support. Somebody plays better than you.
You got to get a ringer, as they say. Yep. You know, bring your guy that's shooting scratch, mm-hmm. and come out and try and win this thing, because we got great prizes. It's not just, hey, you get, you know, pat on the back. You're right. Getting a trophy. You're going to have some cash prizes, some gift card prizes, a chance to play more golf in the future. So people can come out and win some great stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm reading here. It says prizes are green fees, cart fees, range balls, breakfast, drinks, lunch, and a goodie bag.
All so, that.
And you get to just hang out all day and play golf.
That's right.
I mean, it's well designed, man.
For $100.
Seriously. Because most courses, it costs you $100 just to play, let alone get all this stuff on it, right?
Yeah. You know, typical Pensacola prices are going to be $40 to $70 just to go play golf. Mm-hmm. You're not getting drinks. You're not getting food.
Yeah.
So for $100, you get all that. It's a full day. It's hard to beat.
Is it a straight up tournament? Is it scramble? Is it?
Best ball. Yep,
best, yeah. So and definitely go find somebody who's better than you.
Yes. Yes. So we got the longest drive. We got a putting contest at the turn. So you can come and win some free golf doing that. Just sink a putt and win free golf. And longest drive, longest putt, closest to the pin. And Hill Kelly Dodge.
Their name's on here. So I guess you're giving away a car.
If you hit a hole in one, you are winning a Dodge Ram.
Really?
Four door truck. They came out last year and brought a couple of trucks. And you can literally come play, hit a hole in one, that magical one every lifetime,
millennia,
and win a truck.
Which so by the way, awesome. The new Dodge Rams are pretty sweet.
Yes, they are. Yeah. So come out and see Hill Kelly Dodge. That's one of the just kind of the fun things that you get to come out and do. And you know, it's nice to be able to throw a little extra at it and have a chance to win a truck. Why not?
All right. So we've got celebrity on here, right? I see the word celebrity. Yeah. So.
Our friend. You know Charlie?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Our friend Charlie Ward, he's a head football coach over at Washington, and he is Florida State royalty.
Go Noles.
Yeah, won that first championship, Heisman Trophy winner, played in the NBA for many, many, many years. So he was a dual sport athlete, tremendous guy. I'm humbled and appreciate the opportunity to know him. Yeah. We've gotten to know him over the last 3 years. He's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. He gives back to his community. Helps those kids over there at Washington not just learn how to play football, but just to live good lives as men.
Yeah, they keep beating Breeze, so, you know, I'll give it to him.
That's right, and he plays golf, too. He does. He's going to play golf with us that day. His kids came out last year. So if you come out and play, you will get a chance to hang out with Charlie. He takes pictures with everybody. Everybody gets to go home with a memento picture with him, which is kind of a cool thing. Hang on your wall, and he'll sign autographs.
Florida Gators doing it. Sorry, man. I got to take the shots when I can.
That's true. That's true.
All right. So one more time, let's tell them the website or how they can get any more information or go ahead and sign up.
Yeah, I want to mention quickly the sponsor opportunities, too. So there is another Eagle sponsor. We've had one Eagle sponsor so far, Alexander Shannara.
Okay.
Everybody knows his billboards around town. Yes. So they have a local branch here. So they stepped up and did the Eagle sponsorship. So a business could do that. You get four golfers, two tee signs, website placement, event banner placement. Comes with a mulligan package, and you get your name on all I mean, just extra blast of your logo and your business. That's $1,000. So we still have that available. We just locked up today, an hour ago, the trophy sponsor. So we only had one of those. We got that.
You have to win to get the trophy. Not one for everyone.
That's right. No. First and second place going to get trophies. Plus the longest drive, longest putt, closest to the pin. We'll get a trophy. So
I guess the holding one drives away with his, I guess. Yeah.
No trophy needed. You now have a Dodge Ram 2017 model. So how cool is that? So the website, it's CokesburyChurchGolf.com is how to get signed up. Email CokesburyChurchGolf@gmail.com or call me 377-2201 and I will make it happen. I'll get your brochure. We will figure out a way to get to you. If online doesn't work, just call me.
All right, so let's talk about the other one that you guys do, because this one is huge. And I know last year, I think y'all broke a record or something from what I remember. So this thing is
Hogfest.
Hogfest.
Yeah, so Hogfest has been going on for a
long
year.
It's not a barbecue.
It is not. And everybody, you know, it is kind of tied to the Harley dealership. Mm-hmm. So it is about potentially winning a Harley. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for 11, 12 years now, long before I was a member at Sertoma. They had 500 tickets is how they started out doing it. So everybody had a 1 in 500 chance of winning a Harley Davidson Fat Boy, which is worth $20,000. Yeah,
which are pretty good odds when you consider some of the other stuff that most people will spend the dollar or $20 on, like Lotto or,
And this is $100.
Bingo.
Bingo. I mean, people spend all kinds of money on things and they're walking out with little stuff. This is $100 and it's a party. This is a fun night. It's a night out. You get all 15 restaurants are going to be there. So you're getting to sample all kinds of great restaurants from around town.
It's in the Harley Davidson store, isn't it?
It's at the Harley dealership. So it's part outside, part inside. We bring a huge tent. There's a live band just bringing the heat, tons of rock and roll, Southern rock, 70s, 80s, 90s, tons of fun with the band. There's raffle items. And then it's live auction, which some of the really, really cool stuff. There have been Richard Petty experience has been raffled off live auction style. And there's, you know, weeks in chalets in Tennessee, North Carolina, you can bid on and get great deals on. Just tons of things
that you can win. Like people have told me, like, because I didn't know what this one was until I think you guys did it last year. And I think it's because I came to the Sertoma breakfast with Jeff Martin.
Yeah.
And when I heard everything that you guys, you were recapping all of the stuff, but one of the biggest things I heard was, dude, the door prizes, the opportunities that come just from, you know, the ticket stuff that you guys have going on has probably got to be one of the coolest sets of you know, things to give away, which was part of the reason. And this is fair game why you get such a good turnout, right? I mean, one, you're doing, you're giving to a good cause. Yes. Two, I'm actually going to get something that I can use, you know, if I win. So,
yeah. And if you don't want a Harley Davidson, a lot of people are like, ah, I don't really, you know, I'm not riding motorcycles. I don't want to. That's
cash.
Fine. $10,000.
Cash.
And if it gets down to 10 people and the 10 people agree, it's $1,000 a piece.
Awesome.
So even if you get top 10, you could win $1,000.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
And you get two people in. So for $100, you get two people working. You go out all night, have all the free food, drinks, chances to win prizes for $100. You can't do it.
And a safe ride home. I do remember Jeff talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody will have an opportunity to get a safe
that is
ride
true.
home. It's just a blast. I'm proud to be a member of this group. It's 50 members strong, and these are some of the best people here in Pensacola doing wonderful things. And we're giving back $60,000 to charities.
It's a lot for 50 people, man.
It is. Pathways for Change and eCare, Every Kid a Reader. Escambia County, which I know Quint Studer.
We were actually just talking about that this morning.
So those are two of the charities. And then actually this year, Sertoma ourselves is going to be the third charity because we give out thousands of dollars all year long to all types of different charities, small and large. And so we decided this year that we were going to be the third charity. So it kind of helps us to give more out throughout the year.
Yeah.
So there'll be the three of us.
Form of distribution.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
tons
cool,
of fun.
Man. All right. So where do they go for that one?
Where do they go for that? They call me.
They call you?
Yeah. Well, there are tickets. All the members have tickets. eCare, if you're connected with eCare, you can contact them directly, Every Kid a Reader, and they have an amount of tickets that they are dedicated to selling. Pathways for Change, if you're familiar with that organization. Another wonderful one here in Pensacola, they have tickets. And then Sertoma members, including myself, have our tickets in our hands. So we have been delegated. So I'm not sending anybody to a website.
Sure.
It's going to be go to those two organizations or call me, 377-2201. I'll be happy to get you a ticket.
Yeah.
And it sells out every year. So that's why we limit it. It's not unlimited tickets because you want to have a one in blank chance of winning that prize.
Yeah.
It's 600. That's it. So when we get down to the end, we're usually selling out a week to two prior.
Yeah.
And so when it gets down to that final week or two and you haven't gone, you plan on going, you better get a hold of somebody.
Before
get a hold
ticket price double.
Yeah. We could raise it, but, you know, I think $100 is good.
Yeah.
It's you know, $100, 600 tickets.
For two people?
It's $60,000
And again, with all the cool door prizes and then the food, you said, you know, being a foodie myself, I know there were some really good restaurants that participate with you guys. So,
V Paul's, I know, Carrabba's, and there's Asian food, Mexican food, American food, all different types. Yep. Barbecue. I know the fishing hole has been out there a few times, and so I don't have the list in front of me, but 15 local restaurants, great restaurants that love to give back to their community as well. So, and all the free beer and wine as well.
There you go.
So,
let's not forget that.
Let's not forget.
Safe ride home.
Exactly. $100 and you're getting all the free beer and wine and food and everything. So it's a blast. People that go, they know, they share. Once you've been once, you know what it's about. It's kind of unsure when you're going into a hog fest?
Yeah. What's what am I going to do at a Harley Davidson?
Well, is there going to be, is it going to be 500 bikers there? Mm-hmm. And God love bikers. I love bikers too. Mm-hmm. But it's just an absolute mix of people. There are bikers there. There are professional business mm-hmm. people there. There are walks of all types. They're just coming out having a good time for charity. So,
very cool.
Yeah. I'm
proud to be with it. You know, we might need to talk some film about that stuff too when we're done. So
absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. So, tell me about the day job, right? Because you're not doing enough. Yeah. How's the real estate world going?
Yeah, and then there's real estate.
Yeah,
so we're
just starting to like kill it right now, right?
Yeah, real estate's going good. As people know, interest rates are potentially trickling up mm-hmm. a little bit. We're seeing people jump off the fence a little faster. So if you're thinking about selling your home, it's a great time to get out there in the market right now. As you get closer to summertime, a lot more people are going to list.
Right,
and so this is kind of that time of year where they're not ready to list yet. They got kids in school. So the inventory is extremely low.
Yeah.
Lots of buyers out there looking for properties. There's still deals to be had. Foreclosures are on the decline. So you're not seeing that as much. Short sales are on the decline.
Yep. Which means those deals are going to go away, right? I mean, those are some of the opportunities that you could get in at pretty low points.
It's not as rampant as it was just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing sellers, returning back to, having equity, making some money on their property.
Being able to get bought. To negotiate a little bit.
They are, yeah. And not having to give up as much of the value. So people are getting full price. East Hill is one of our hot spots right now. We're doing a lot over there. We've had stuff sell in less than a day, 24 hours. Sold without getting the sign up. Mm-hmm. Before we could get the sign up, people are making offers on it. So that's happening. We had one up even all the way up Scenic Highway on Whisper Way. That thing went in a day. And so most things are moving quick. New construction is going.
It's flying through the roof. We talked about that this morning, too, because they're having a gap for skilled labor, right? Because there's so much going on. So
absolutely.
These
contractors are looking for good people to come in and provide a good service mm-hmm. to build all these homes. And I'm working with several builders, small town, small time. Building 3 and 4 mm-hmm. Custom homes at a time and spec homes, really, in neighborhoods in Cantonment and Pace and the West Side. So if anybody's out there looking for new construction, we are definitely the place to start.
Yeah.
We can help you. We've got a buyer team set up to help you and sit down with you, go through every single step of the process of buying not only resale but new construction homes. There's just a little bit of difference in what you're expecting and what because mm-hmm. you're watching it from start to finish. And so there's just a little bit more steps that go involved with that. And we have the team set up and the proven system to set up to get you from contract to close.
Yeah.
So we're proud of that.
Very cool. And so I can vouch for them. I've seen it. I have not gone through because I haven't bought a house or sold a house. But we helped Eric get some of this stuff on the video for the world to see. So I have gone through a little bit more in depth than I think some people have. But
VIP, remember
that's
that?
That's it, man. So
VIP home buying experience. Keith helped us out with that video. That was great.
That's right. So cool, man. I'm glad to hear things are going good for you.
It is going really good. We're stretched thin. Oh, and I'm a husband and father too.
Yeah, yeah.
There is time there. Hey, honey,
which is why he has to do charities. He has to find charitable events in order to play golf. So you just create them. Hey, it's good, man.
No doubt.
Kill two birds with one stone.
So trying to juggle it all and have some fun too. You know, it's a work life balance and it can be challenging. I think people out there know you get stretched, you're working on things mm-hmm. and you're trying to make things happen with work and charity and life and
burn the candle at both ends.
You gotta stop, think about what the priorities are for a minute. Make sure you and your family are taken care of first. Because without that, it's going to be hard to give back to anybody else.
Yep.
So make sure your inner unit is solid and happy.
So real estate wise, where are we sending them to call you, come see you? But you also have, you have a team. You have a full-on team.
We have 9 people.
That's awesome, dude.
We just added a new Rockstar buyer specialist. So we have a kind of like 2 teams in a team. Mm-hmm. We have the listing side with my wife, Angie, doing the listing team management, coordination, mm-hmm. marketing. We have an assistant, Michaela. And then on the buy side, we have our buyer team manager, Mr. Brent Scott, who's amazing. And he is in charge of running the team on that buyer side. So we have Stephanie and Renee and now Jordan doing the buyer specialist side of things. And then he's got an assistant transaction coordinator as well. So got a little army together that we're growing fast. And
world domination.
We're set. It's going good. I mean, I'm truly blessed. We joke that that I really don't do much because I have such an awesome team behind me that just is the absolute workhorse.
It's designed that way.
It is. It's great.
Well,
I mean,
you
appreciate
all
them.
This other stuff, man. So, you know.
It does. It frees us up to do, you know, we've got a bigger mission, a bigger plan. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to give back to the community, build a big team that can really do real estate the right way, not just part-time. When I got time to do real estate, I'll help you look at property. No, we are full-time into this. This is what we do. We're proud of it. And we want to make sure that the client at the end says, that was different than anything I've experienced in real estate. That team has got it down. They know what they're doing. And I couldn't be happier. And I'd refer my friends, family, anybody I know to the Hanson team. And so we have a website.
Yeah.
PensacolaHansonTeam.com.
He throws a really good soiree too, man.
We do like to throw a little party here and there. So if you become a client of ours, you do get invited to a client party, which is fun. And we do the grand opening party, which you were there for. So it's Pensacola Hansen Team, H-A-N-S-E-N. team.com. Yep. That's our website. We're on
Zillow.
Where you
can go by and see him. Well, he's right down the street from me. So,
do you know where we are?
I do know where you are. I don't know your address, but you're Tarragona.
That's right. Yeah. The corner of
Garden and Tarragona.
That's right. Yeah, right near basically half a block off of Garden Street, just south, next to the new Centennial Bank that just got finished last year with us about the same time we
moved
in.
The YMCA is down the street too, man. You got all kinds of new traffic heading
down
your road.
Yeah, Shooter property there is going up.
Curb appeal,
complex.
Baby.
It's really gotten trafficky.
Yeah.
I used to get an upfront spot. Not any longer. I'm walking about 50 extra feet, which is not too bad. It's nice to see the action and the traffic. Downtown's popping.
Yeah.
That Tarragona corridor, people going to the Y, down to the water, Fish House Seville, they all pass right by us. So next time you turn on to Tarragona, look to the right. You might see our flag there, agent on duty. Come see the Hanson team, stop in, say hello, pick up a brochure. If you like charity, I'm sure I've got some event coming up
that you can participate
in. Dragon Boat, Hog Fest, the golf tournament. There's all kinds of charity events we love to get involved with.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for swinging by today and sharing all this with us.
Anytime. Yeah. Tomorrow, what time? What are you doing?
Tomorrow we are doing our premiere for Grub on TV episode 3.
Why don't you tell me about that?
Well, gee, that's at Margaritaville.
What's that Grub on TV?
I had to set that one up, man.
Okay. Margaritaville?
Yep, Margaritaville. Actually, it's at Landshark because Margaritaville doesn't have a beach and a bar outside. Right?
Landshark.
So Landshark Landing, which is right next to Margaritaville on the beach. We're doing the premiere of the third episode of our Grub on TV, which obviously was filmed at Margaritaville on Blues Angle Weekend last year. Mm-hmm. And then they had to do some refurb stuff, so we didn't get to do the launch when we wanted to, but I think tomorrow's gonna be better. So it's supposed to be nice, sunny,
beautiful, sandy weather.
Yes, we have all kinds of specials going on there. We'll have drinks, food, fun, cameras, music, DJ, all that good stuff.
Sounds
big,
like a good
like
time.
Three big blow up screens to do the TV stuff with.
Oh, nice.
Obviously it's kid friendly.
Yep.
So you can come hang out in the hammocks, play the games.
Hold on a second.
See,
let me back up.
I forgot to tell you that. It's in the invite.
The three of us can go then.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
That idea.
So if you guys haven't been to Landshark Landing, it's probably one of the coolest bars, I think, on the beach just because it's wide open. You know, it's a tiki hut, but then they've got all these other stuff around it so you can just kind of spread out and hang out for a little while. So
sit in a hammock.
Sit in a hammock, swing, you play cornhole, you play toss, ring toss, and then kids got like water stuff and all that crap out there. So
it is a good spot.
Yeah. So come see us tomorrow.
Like
we can come hang out.
Now
we can celebrate together.
Family.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I will pick up the
family. Well, you know, I have kids, right? So all the events that we plan, I'm like, this has got to be kid friendly. So I don't want to get a babysitter, man. So
that's right. Let's do it.
All right, man.
Now I'm in.
Tomorrow. That easy. Okay, you guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Eric, thanks again for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Thank you.